Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. Well, as I mentioned last week, there is a record amount of youthful angst currently on New York stages. Of course, Dear Evan Hansen is the classiest and most enduring of the lot, dealing with things like social media, bullying, and teen suicide. Mean Girls, Tina Fey's adaptation of her popular film, is a bona fide hit. And that one is exactly what it sounds like, proving that the female sex can be the least forgiving of others' perceived weaknesses. The Prom is a musical that seems to be hanging in there. It combines the fearful high school experience with the LGBTQ community. We could even really stretch here and include shows that may not be teen-related, but certainly appeal to that generation, such as Wicked, or our memory plays from the young person's point of view. To Kill a Mockingbird comes to mind. And this week, I saw two new shows, one on Broadway, one off, that deal with issues afflicting young people. The smaller and ultimately more powerful one is called After, which I will get to, well, after discussing the more prominent production. And that is Be More Chill, which began as a young adult novel, became a hit off Broadway, and then went viral through a cast album. And now the musical has been moved to the Lyceum Theater on 45th Street. Now, you know, I always go overboard to try to find positive things to say about theatrical works. Having written a few myself, I know how much effort goes into getting them on a stage and how negative response can hurt. But in my opinion, Be More Chill is a low point for Broadway. For adults, frankly, there's very little here to enjoy. For young kids, much just seems inappropriate. I'll never be Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci is fine, goes one line. Well, maybe that one was for us. The material is generally tasteless and charmless. I'll never be into self-harm, I keep checking my arm, goes one lyric. Suicide, masturbation, ADD, and so on. For humor? I looked around at the audience. There were young people, though not quite as many as I anticipated, prices being what they are, I expect. And I have to say, I did not see a lot of joy or even nodding heads, for that matter. The storyline, well, it's about the nerd of all nerds, a self-proclaimed loser who gets some outside help by ingesting a magical pill of sorts. I don't want to spoil anything by saying more, and it hardly matters. Better to read the touching and painful story behind the genesis of the show. The author of the novel, Ned Vizzini, was indeed a nerd genius type who at a young age took his own life. You know, when we lost Jonathan Larson just as his show Rent was reaching the stage, that one truly felt like a loss of so much more that would have come. What most surprises me about Be More Chill is how mediocre the book, music, and lyrics are. It truly makes you appreciate Dear Evan Hansen. Love that one or not, it's hard to criticize the professionalism of the musicianship. Be More Chill feels like a show that might be put together in summer camp or by a high school class. If that's the point, good luck with that. If the show is still running on Broadway in 6 months, I will stand corrected. Already I see half-price tickets being offered, and word of mouth simply can't be much friendlier than what you're hearing right here. Now, bullying, of course, is an issue that impacts not only the bullied, but their parents, which is what After at 59 East 59th is about. This is a powerful, not perfect, but always compelling drama by Michael McKeever, directed by Joe Brancato. Now, if you recall the play God of Carnage, in which two couples meet and then battle over a playground incident involving their young children, this one will seem familiar. But the stakes are much higher here. We are talking gun violence, hate speech, and sexual abuse, all involving the three sons of the five adult characters portrayed here. People who once carpooled their youngsters to chess tournaments and are now accusing each other of horrid things. This is 90 minutes where you probably won't hear a cough or a candy wrapper opening, thanks largely to the fine acting and the ever-twisting turns of plot. A bit too many turns, perhaps, and some credibility is strained. But hey, any show that begins with a deer's head and a slew of guns on the wall and ends with their being replaced by an abstract painting can't be all bad. And this one focuses on what happens to victims' families once the news cameras move on and another story breaks. My son's death is a footnote, but the pain never goes away, says a devastated parent. And while there is not one teenager on stage, we learn as much about dealing with them. The more I try to help him, the further he moves away, says one, as we do watching them getting chilled on Broadway. This week did make me start thinking about other shows of the past that have either dealt with teens well or presented stories for them in memorable ways. My mind went first to Bye Bye Birdie, which caught a moment in time, a musical hero going into the army and all the Conrad mania left behind. In a humorous but resonant way, it also captured how confused the older generation was. Kids, who can understand anything they say? And even though we think of West Side Story as a mature love story with grown-up actors, I do believe the Jets and the Sharks were high schoolers, or at least late teens. And was there ever a story, East Side or West, that so caught the pains of young love, gang life, not to mention racism issues still relevant today? As for dramas, Kenneth Lonergan certainly connected with young hearts and heads with This Is Our Youth, which was revived not long ago. I'm sure many more will come to mind. Overall, I am for anything that speaks to a new generation that may inspire them to experience live theater. Hamilton did it. Evan Hansen has done it. Something that they may relate to, yes, but also leaves them feeling excited, if not necessarily more chill, which rhymes with Jill. So there you have it, Jill.
All right. So
be more Jill. Be more Jill.
I guess. I think there would be those who would like be less Jill. So question, trying to frame it diplomatically. How does let's jump to the let's jump to the film industry for a second.
Yeah.
Spielberg's West Side Story.
Yeah.
Now that's whatever happens with it, that's going to be something that's worth seeing and exposing an entire generation to.
Of course it will. People who have kids who haven't watched the original.
And people who have, which are, and their grandkids. But the point is that musical theater, when you think about it, used to go, it took on chunky topics. South Pacific was not exactly, you know.
No, either is young, Oklahoma. Which
not exactly. All the Dust Bowl, the World War II, these are, and somehow, through the prism that I'm going to call it the media prism. Not necessarily. I'm sure from a production standpoint, these things are out there all of the time. But what I mean is they are being revived, and there is a bunch of people focused on maintaining the not to be totally strict, but the tradition of musical theater.
Yeah. Right.
And it's always fabulous when something comes along that turns that on its head, that which is going to be then it becomes part of the canon. So it's like Hamilton came along, fantastic. Now every show does not need to; it should not be Hamilton. However,
and there aren't going to be a lot of other. You know, people thought, oh, great, now all the hip hop musicals are going to come. No, that was Hamilton. You know, and there aren't a lot of people who could do that. I'm sure there were some attempts. And Dear Evan Hansen obviously opened the floodgates maybe for some more, you know, explorations musically of that young world. And there have been others off Broadway. And there have obviously been many, many shows that deal with teenagers. But musicals, you're right, doing a musical about them and for them, it's exciting. I was excited to see Be More Chill, especially because I'd heard that it was such a sellout, you know, at Off-Broadway, which convinced the producers that, hey, there must be enough people out there, and we will see. I don't know quite who the audience is for it. You know, a Broadway ticket is not cheap.
And it's much less cheap than it was some time ago. And this is where I wonder and again, this is from the lofty height of agedness at this juncture. Yeah. But it makes me kind of wonder, if you can't figure out who the audience is, if you don't know who your audience is,
yeah,
what are you doing? In other words, why are you transferring it?
I guess they think it's the teenage audience.
But
they're not going to go to a Broadway show, most likely, at these prices. Their parents don't want to take them. Well, who would? And for younger children, this is really, really not something for younger children, you know, teens, I mean, under teens. I don't know. Maybe it'll strike a nerve. And let's keep talking. Let's keep chilling. You know, I may be wrong, but I don't have good feelings. I don't think the reviews were very good about, not just mine, but I don't think others were as well. But, you know, I don't know. I'm sure there are TV shows that we all thought, oh, my God, you know, who's going to watch this? But again, you're not paying, you know, $120 to watch a TV show.
It's not the same thing. Plus, there is an element, and this must be, I'm sure this is remembered by any director out there. You've got to, when you grab somebody, there is some sort of connection. You've got to make some sort of connection with the material.
Right.
However, whatever.
Yeah, Evan Hansen does.
Exactly.
Again, I'm not even a huge, huge fan of Evan Hansen, but I admire it tremendously. What that does effectively, it also really deals with the parents in a very touching way. Be more chill. They don't even have the energy or the aspiration to do that. The father is a silly guy who's walking in and out in his underpants the whole time. I don't know. You know, there has to be a better way.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.